What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, so special guest, Mama Mata's new basketball coach, Nolan Smith, here with me on the Boss Man Show. Nolan, good to have him show my brother highlight over there at the Detention Center right now, man.
Yes, sir, man. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I'm happy to be here, honored to be here, just excited and ready to get to work.
I hear that, man. Well, I know it's been a whirlwind for you, man. Getting here at TSU, man. Just talk about the opportunity, how it came about, man, and what stood out to you about wanting to come to TSU and lead this program after Coach Penny left.
Man, just my conversation with Dr. Allen, that first conversation that we had, just his excitement, his vision, it aligned with my vision. Just the win now mentality to come in with this group and take them to where Dr. Allen wants to be, these players want to be, which is OVC champions, go to the tournament and make some noise, make some shake. And that's the goal, that's the mission at hand. And just coming to Nashville, coming to be a part of this great university, at this time was just a perfect match for me and something, a vision that I've always had of being at the HBCU.
100%, man. And you know what's beautiful about it, man? Just been around yesterday with Coach Barlow, you out there supporting Coach Barlow. Talk about you all being new coaches. Some situations coming in a little bit late, but be able to bounce things off him as well and use his knowledge from being there since March to help you out as well.
Absolutely. No, just being out there, creating a family environment. You know, when I come in, no matter where I'm at, look, if I meet you, we family. We locked in. And when I first met Coach Barlow, Coach Ken, is like just connecting with all the coaches on campus, it's a big part of culture. Because the culture is not just men's basketball culture. The culture is TSU's culture. And what culture can create within all the programs. So being out there on the field yesterday, watching all those coaches work, and we're all preaching the same thing. We're all competitive. Everybody wants to win. It's a unified vision across the board. And that starts at the top with Dr. Allen and President Tucker.
No doubt, man. And how cool is having an AD and Dr. Allen, who is a sports dude himself, who played ball, who relates to you from a player perspective as well as your administrator, because that really matters in knowing what you need for resources-wise, what the guys need. So start by having him as a player, knowing what your players go through to help you out. And when you ask for something, he can definitely try to get it done for you.
Man, it's great. It's great. Like I learned that very quick on our first conversation that I was like, okay, our AD knows basketball. Like some people, they just know the business, but he knows basketball. He knows sports. So actually having a guy who was in sports, knows sports, so we could talk and just bounce things off of each other. It's unique, but it makes for a great partnership as far as what you're trying to accomplish.
No doubt. I think people don't understand Nolan is this, like, If your administration is behind you, that helps you win games. The administration is winning
Absolutely.
championships. That's what's known throughout our college sports. So, and having Dwayne Tucker behind you, talking about having Gavin behind you, the people like Jen Bell, who's been there for years, Tess, all these people who I've known since I was at TSU myself, support you, man. That's feel really good to help you out.
Absolutely. It feels amazing. That's the energy that I felt since getting here, walking up in the offices and shaking hands and meeting people, and now obviously now seeing them on a daily basis. Everybody, just the overall excitement to do something special is a collective effort and collective energy.
No doubt. And no, let me ask you this, brother, for people listening to this interview right now, young man want to come to Tennessee State, talk about what you're looking for in a young man off the floor. What'll be the core values of your program going forward, man?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where it starts. That's the foundation of my program and my culture. It's off the court, you know, because if these guys do the little things off the court, showing up, being on time, being respectful, being high character guys, all that stuff then translates into on the court, which equals winning. And a lot of these young men, they'll say, "Oh man, those are little things, coach. What are you talking about? Those things don't matter." No, those things matter. All the little things, off the court things matter. How you present yourself, how you carry yourself every single day, all those things matter. We talk about being a champion. There's no on and off switch with being a champion. If you're really trying to be a champion, you're always on. You're always on and doing the right things. And then when you take the court, you know, that's just who you are.
No doubt. And also, well, for me, though, in my community of Nashville, especially Black Nashville, I know when I was up there, man, all the support we got from North Nashville, East Nashville. Talk about getting into the community of Nashville, doing giving back that way, so getting people to come out to the game, see you, support you all that way, and really be you be Nashville's team, TSU.
I mean, that means everything to me. You know, getting out of the community. You know, I didn't play at any of the schools in this area. I didn't grow up in this area. But again, throwing myself into the community so they see me, understand who I am, understand I'm here to help Nashville grow. I'm here to help different areas grow and just understand who I am, understand the human side of who I am, and understand what I need in order to help this place become a place that just brings excitement to the city, help brings something to do on a Thursday night, a Saturday night, to where it's a full-blown get together to come watch a basketball game. And now it's just that's the environment where it's just fun, a fun-loving environment that people want to pop out. Man, we can go watch Coach Smith. Man, Coach Smith just popped out to the hood to check us out. He was just here at our church. He was just here. He was just here. He was at this kickball event. He was here. That's who I am. But I know what that also brings for my guys here, because it creates family. It creates family, and everything I've been hearing about TSU, it's family. So now I got to make sure, as one of the leaders of the family, now that I'm out and I'm visible, and everybody understands, look, come check out these games. Let's have some fun together.
100%, man. I'm gonna help you with that too, brother. If you even come in from Atlanta, I'll come up there and help you out too, brother. I got
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
you. 100%. And then, man, brother, let me ask you this, brother. Like, you know, the guys in the official that work out this week, they're going home for a couple of weeks. So when they get back, talk about having to really kind of squeeze in the tactic part of how you want them to play now under your tutelage now. So talk about just plus I map that out in your mind come August 18th when they get back to get them prepared for November the 3rd.
Well, look, I'll tell you, today was our last day. We have one more practice tomorrow to finish out our summer workouts. I've had 2 weeks with them, and I told them these first 2 weeks were like the honeymoon phase, right? I said, when we get back, everything's gonna go to a whole nother level. When I say a whole nother level, I'm talking about the attention to detail, how hard we go, how fast we play, how hard we sprint up down this court, our discipline, how we're talking. Everything has to go to a championship level. And overall, this group is very competitive. But there's so many things, areas of improvement to be champions. Are we at a good level right now to win games? Absolutely. But do we need to be at a level higher to be champions? Yes. And that's what we're trying to get to. And that's what the focus will be when we return, to get this thing really going.
No doubt. Teaching these brothers about being everyday guys too, Nolan, man. I feel like that's really important. Being to a routine, getting up extra shots without you and the coaches around, or calling up the manager or the GA to say, hey, I want to get some more shots. So it's about getting that mindset of where, hey, we have to put in extra work outside of what coach has us do.
Yep, absolutely. No, again, that's part of the culture. You know, all these guys say they want to be champions. They say they want to be pros. They want to play basketball for a living and make money playing this game. All right, well, you got to be disciplined. You got to make sacrifices. You have to do what all the things that it takes to do that, which is get in the gym and get better every single day. And then don't do it by yourself. Bring a teammate along with you. You know, help somebody else get better. Help two guys get better, y'all. Y'all go out there in a group of three. Somebody shoots, somebody passes, somebody rebounding. Y'all rotate. You know, doing those things on a daily basis are going to create a championship environment.
And no, talk about also the piece of prehab and rehab and sleep and eating the right way and how they have to really fuel their bodies up the right way so they can be healthy to play the way you want to play, which is play fast and play with composure and play the right way. So talk about that piece of it, teaching them about the nutrition piece, getting the right amount of rest and recovery, because you have to play Thursday, Saturday in OVC, and you need to maybe be able to have some energy on that Saturday game after a tough night on Thursday.
Yep, all that's part of just being professional, taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, doing what you need to do. And with that, you know, as for these college kids, it comes with sacrifices, and they have to be willing to make those sacrifices to get their rest, to take care of their bodies, to hydrate, and do all those things on their own time. When we're not holding their hand and telling them to do something, they have to do it. If that's what they want to do.
And no, for you playing in the NBA, but pulling for a while, playing overseas, you've been where they want to go. Talk about that piece where you had walked in the shoes that they want to walk in. You can give them that firsthand knowledge of how to do it the right way and how to get there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, everything that they're trying to do, I've done it. I just try to give them the blueprint, give them the blueprint, give them the confidence to go after it. You know, so much of this game and it is confidence. But you can't have full, supreme, maximum confidence if you don't put the work in. You gotta trust your work and you gotta be able to understand that. Like, I've been in the gym for 5 hours a night. Like, I know exactly what I can and can't do, but I know that I can shoot. I know that I can get to a one dribble, two dribble, pull up and make plays. And I think if they trust their work, that's exactly what I did to get it done.
No doubt, man. And I'll ask this too as well, Nolan, for you, man. Talk about the influences of Coach K and the Duke family who's helped you mold you as a coach and has given you the kind of that blueprint of how to coach. And now take down being on your own, but take some from Penny Hardaway, Coach K, and the Duke guys who have been head coaches like my man Kenny Blakeney Howard, all those guys who've helped you, man. Now you can put to your own use now here at TSU.
I have a lot of really good mentors, a lot of really good mentors that I stay in contact, that I reach out to, that are supporting me, helping me. Just somebody just listen to me talk, or I can listen to them talk, and just making sure that, you know, I'm prepared fully. You know, you can't sit in this office and think that you have all the answers. You never have all the answers. There's always different input that's needed. That's why I'm hiring a big time staff to come in here with me, to bounce ideas off of, go back and forth, agree to disagree on what's needed on certain days or for certain games. And but at the end of the day, we all have one common goal, which is winning.
No doubt. And I know you're going to hire a big staff as well, brother. Let me ask you this, man. How important is it about hiring a staff? How important is it to hire guys who help enhance you and challenge you, make you better, you make them better, and having guys who trust and believe in your vision when you're putting together a staff as what you're going to do?
Yeah, it's very important. It's very important just to have guys that are A, just gonna support you and be loyal to you. But with that being said, you don't need yes men, right? You need guys that are going to challenge you, make you get better as a head coach, see different things. You know, that's the reason why we only have two eyes. But then if I hire six eyes, what's better than six eyes or two eyes to look at something? Six eyes, right? So if I have those great eyes that know what they're seeing, they can't hold something back because I might have missed it. They're out there on the court, and they see some, speak on it. Tell me what you saw. I didn't see it. Speak on it. Help me get better. Help us get better and help this team win.
No doubt. I want to ask you about Ben Nashville and again about, of course, recruiting wise. You can pretty much draw 400-mile radius of Nashville, and you can get to a lot of some places just in your car. Talk about how that attracted you as well, knowing that, hey, that's been located the way he is in Central Tennessee. You can get to Atlanta, Birmingham, St. Louis, Indianapolis, but Cincinnati, places like that, and find players that fit what you're looking for here at TSU.
Absolutely. I mean, this city's hot right now, right? The city of Nashville is very hot. It's growing. It's grown and still growing. It's easy to get to. A lot of flights in and out of this city. So you can get somebody here, or you can stay right here and find whatever it is that you're looking for. So no, this city was definitely very attractive to me when I got the call from Dr. Allen about Tennessee State. I was like, man, that's a big time city right there. Like, I can do a lot of things. I can touch a lot of different, recruits and different people that I have connections to. And shoot, I don't think there's a person right now that hasn't said me, I want to go to Nashville.
No doubt. And last one for you, before I got, man, the food, Nashville food scene is great. So in your 2 weeks in Nashville, what's been your go-to food spot so far for you and your family?
Right now it's just me. I'm in a hotel right now, so been kind of laying low. But the biggest, probably my favorite thing, which I'm probably gonna go to here today for lunch, is 51st Deli, which is just a good chill spot for a good sandwich. But I've got Noir, been through there. But again, I need some more recommendations for some of the good spots that I'm ready to try.
Down the road from campus, Sweats.
Sweats.
Yeah, Sweats. You turn right out of Gin Street, go down Ed Temple's on the interstate, keep going on the left-hand side, see Sweats. Cafeteria is a legendary spot here in Nashville. Sweats got great food. You got chicken, your ribs, your fish, whatever you want to get. Great desserts, too. So family said, like an old cafeteria, like I said, you'll like it. Trust me on that one. So it's another a gyro spot. If you go left outside of Gentry, down to a Metro Center by Nobles, kebab gyros, being the gyros, that's good too, brother. I'm telling you, I'm a foodie on the low, so I got some spots for you still, brother.
Look, I'm looking up Sweats right now. I think I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, get anything you want to.
From
It's real good.
the pictures I see, I'm in my office taking a nap.
It's gonna put you to sleep. They're gonna fill your plate. It's gonna put you to sleep. Put you to
Man,
sleep,
look,
your brother.
I might not be able to go there. I got work to do. I ain't got time for a midday nap.
I hear that, brother. I hear that. But Nolan, man, glad to meet you yesterday, man, at the field, man. Glad to have you on the show, man. I'm glad you're here at my alma mater. I'm here to support you, brother. I'll be in your corner. If they need me, brother, I'm here to help you out, brother, in Atlanta. I don't mind coming to Nashville to help you out here either, brother. If they you want me to do for you, I'm here for you, my guy.
Man, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much, brother.
Yes, sir.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.